The Coral Daily Download on Talk Sport with Coral. Your best bet for breakfast.
And let's go on the latest sporting odds with Coral. John is the studio. Dave Stevens. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Al. What a great weekend of sport we've got coming up. Something for everyone this weekend.
Sure is. What about tonight? Let's kick off tonight. Wales against France.
Yeah, indeed. I'm surprised you wanted to talk about the Six Nations, Al, given Scotland's precarious position
we
in that.
We will beat the Aitas.
That looks like it's going to be the wooden spoon decider. In terms of the one tonight in Wales, Wales favourites for that one on the handicap. They're giving France a two-point start, so that's how close we think it is. It's evens each of two with that two-point start. Massive game there, but two massive games again over the weekend. England, shade of odds on 4-7 to beat Ireland, 13-8 Ireland. You're going to this one, Al. Who are you going to be cheering for?
I'm neutral. Of course, I'm neutral.
Go on, the Irish.
Of course, you're two Ipswich boys here, neither of whom supporting England, it seems. But then the wooden spoon decider, Al, the wooden spoon decider. Italy, 7-4 on 13-8 Scotland. I'm afraid, Al, your odds on 8-13 to finish
bottom.
What's
the treble then? What's the treble? France, Ireland, England. France, Ireland, Italy, excuse me.
France, Ireland, Italy.
Yeah, roughly. What's that as a treble?
France, Ireland, Italy. Move on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Simon,
I can't believe you're going to Twickenham and you're gonna back and cheer Ireland.
Ireland were magnificent against Wales, weren't they?
They were magnificent against Wales. England started slowly. We've got it together now. Going to be a terrific game, that one at Twickenham. They kicked off tonight in Cardiff.
A quick one on Spurs, Swansea to qualify. It's going to be difficult for Swansea.
It is going to be difficult for Swansea. They'd be around 2-1 now to qualify. Napoli around 3s on. The other game, Spurs to Neat Pride. I'd say this is probably each of two, 5-6 each of two. Disappointing last night, but as Tim Sherwood said, we will score at White Hart Lane, he said. So it's not over yet for Spurs fans.
Well, none of them scored this week, the English side. So what odds would we have got for the English side not to have scored?
Yeah, I'm tempted to say any price you like. I mean, let's put it in perspective. Barcelona and Bayern, tough opposition, but City's home record, we expected them to score. And as we know, Spurs themselves, you know, very, very prolific goal scorers, even on their travel. So disappointing week, but let's put it in perspective. We were playing good teams. United and Chelsea, obviously, we hope have easier opposition in the Champions League. So hopefully it'll get brighter for the English clubs.
Dave, tell us about, we've got our own Selco predictor here, but you've got football jackpot as well. And I think you've got around 800 grand in the pot.
Yeah, this is, since we were last on, Al, the world of football betting has changed. We have the unique Coral football jackpot. Just £1 to enter, predict the outcome of 15 games, home, away, win or draw. It's a rollover, a bit like Racing Scoop 6, Al.
Yep.
And it's not been won for a few weeks, so at least 800 grand in the pot this week. Well worth £1. Well worth for £1, yet 15 games as consolation prizes for 13 or 14. This will run through till Monday night. Hopefully, when we speak to you on Monday night, we might have someone going for a life-changing amount of money.
But someone to predict, are we talking you have to get the exact score?
Or no. Just the outcome. So
right.
Home
That's
win,
interesting.
Home win, away win, or draw. As I say, 15 matches for £1 and at least 800 grand in the pot.
Right, we're going to talk. Oh, by the way, curling. Give me curling before we get stuck into football. What chance have our boys got today against Canada?
We are outsiders, 7-4 underdogs, but we were underdogs against Sweden. So 4-9, 9-4 on Canada. But listen, we've defied the odds and this would make it our most successful Winter Olympics ever.
And
come on, Team GB.
Scotland are good at that.
Thank you.
Team GB. I got into trouble when I was in here on Wednesday. I called it the England team because you were calling it the Scottish team. We had someone phone in saying we need an apology. Team GB in the curling.
Yeah, go on the boys. Right, West Brom against Fulham. Fulham manager Felix Magath speaking ahead of the first game in charge. This is a big six-pointer away to West Brom tomorrow.
If you have a team which has no success, which has no victories, they are a little bit uncertain. Yeah, they have not enough confidence to play forward. Yeah, so you have to stay together, to work together, and then you have to fight together.
What price Fulham to get a result at West Brom, Dave?
Big price, Al. They're rooted to the bottom of the table. They're odds on to be relegated, though. They're even money to finish bottom, and they are 4-1. Top price, 4-1 to win at West Brom. What is going on? I mean, even by Premier League standards, Fulham in absolute disarray this year, and they look well up against it. West Brom odds on, 4-1, if you fancy Felix Magath to turn it around.
Fancy Arsenal and Man City to bounce back, Sunderland and Stoke at home, respectively.
Yeah, I mean, Arsenal, again, 130 on, look home bankers against Sunderland, but coming off the back of you know, a difficult week. And same for Man City. I mean, massive odds on 1-6 Stoke there. Huge price, 16-1. Stoke 16-1.
Stoke City goalkeeper, he's going to be well pleased when he comes on.
Is Begovic not been on yet?
No, he's no Tom Dorino off. 16-1.
Well, it's, I mean, I know Man City failed to score in midweek, and that their home record did go, their unbeaten record did go against Chelsea recently, but Stoke, yeah, I mean, listen, we expect Man City. They are favourites for the title. They're favourites for the League Cup and they're favourites for the FA Cup. So we expect them to bounce back as well.
Palace Man U, this is a big game. Tony Pulis, I think he thinks he can get something like this, Tony.
Would you back, Al, would you back Man United at 4-7?
No, I wouldn't. No, if I'm being honest, no, I wouldn't.
And I think a lot of punters will share that view. Man United, for so long the dominant force, they are just not the coupon bankers anymore. Crystal Palace, a big price, 5-1. It's around 11-4, the draw. But Man United, no longer the reliable. They would always be first name on the coupon for many punters, not this season.
Dave, last one, Norwich against Spurs.
Yeah, well, that man Soldado, Alan Sugar, putting his oar in there. See what I did there? Yeah, anyway. Roberto Soldado, he's 9-2 to score the first goal in a game that Spurs are a shade of odds on, 10-11 to win. Tough week for Spurs, but look, the one thing we can guarantee, the pitch at Carrow Road will be a lot better than that one they played on last night.
It sure will. Dave, where are you at Lingfield Saturday?
We are Lingfield down there for the Coral Winter Derby trial, Al, all building up to that big, big day on Good Friday, £1 million worth of prize money. And we should just mention Cheltenham. Of course, we've had this unfolding story in Ireland this week. Philip Fenton, the trainer,
Well,
the owner of his star novice, the Tullow Tank, Barry Connell. He said that the Tullow Tank, who was very well fancied for the Neptune, won't run at Cheltenham until this sort of, well, I don't know how he would call it, over the steroids. This inquiry is settled. The Tullow Tank. So we are refunding Antipost bets on the Tullow Tank, I should say. Unique circumstances, so punters will get their money back.
Nice one, Dave. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Leafy Lingfield football, Coral jackpot. Try that. Predict 15 games, £800,000 in the pot for a pound. 8.26.
The Coral Daily Download on Talk Sport with Coral. Your best bet for breakfast. The Alan Brazil.